is a nationwide TV audience for some compelling testimony. Intelligence Committee Democrats are focusing on why President Trump wanted Maria Yovanovitch ousted as the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine. She says it was engineered by shady forces which were affecting U.S. policy, and she talked about the campaign of disinformation against her.
Individuals who apparently felt stymied by our efforts to promote stated U.S. policy against corruption, that is, to do our mission, were able to successfully conduct a campaign of disinformation against a sitting ambassador using unofficial back channels.
In a tweet during this morning's testimony, President Trump mocked Yovanovitch's long and distinguished diplomatic career, leading some, including Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, to charge the president is engaged in witness intimidation. North Korea has added a name to its list of those it most abhors, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
Pyongyang has severely insulted Vice President Joe Biden, but that's not so unusual for North Korea. The North has called Biden a rabid dog that must be beaten to death with a stick. In a latest swipe, the North often insults foreign leaders and politicians over what it sees as slanderous remarks towards its leadership or hostile policies against its government. It has made racist diatribes against Barack Obama and once famously called Donald Trump a dotard. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United States is calling on South Korea to begin spending more for the presence of American military forces in the country, maybe a lot more. South Korean reports say President Trump wants a five-fold increase in that funding. En route to Seoul for talks with South Korean officials, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said even though South Korea has provided what he called a fair amount of support in the past, it needs to do more. From Washington, this is VOA News. It is another day of unanswered questions after the latest mass shooting in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
A high school junior is accused of